On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
What is one thing you should never stop doing in a relationship? I think my niece's answer is something we all need to hear.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yeah. Welcome to Nieces Know Best. Which, if you're new to our show, we're not the best show.
But we have fun.
But we're trying.
For the personality higher.
Yeah, that's for sure. We do have the best jingles, though, if
that's
anybody
fair.
Else.
That's fair.
Nobody in Baltimore has better jingles than us, so we got that going for us. So, Nieces Know Best is this. Basically, we wanted this to feel kind of like the family sitcom segment of the show. Like, you know, you go home and turn on TGIF or Family Matters or Full House.
That's
or
So Raven, Boy Meets World.
Yeah. So, like, this is kind of like that segment. It stars Jess's niece, Maya. You want to introduce Maya to the new fam members that might be popping in, Jess?
Yeah, so my niece, Maya, is 11 years old. All my family is on the West Coast, so once a week I have a conversation with Maya. And the reason being is I love her perspective. I mean, she's just incredible, but also kids are just so transparent and they're honest and they are unapologetically themselves. So this week, Garage Boy and I just celebrated 2 years of being married. And so I was just curious on what her perception is of what you should never stop doing in a relationship.
So your Uncle Gerald and I literally just celebrated our 2-year wedding anniversary yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you, what is something people should never stop doing in a relationship to make sure the person that they love feels special?
Well, if you want to make Gerald feel like special, or you want him to make you feel special, mm-hmm. for me, for my friends, I always tell them how much they mean to me and how much they have supported me through all the years of our friendship and how much that has helped me grow. I think a way to like keep a relationship kind of happy, or like to keep someone that you care about happy, is by telling them how much they mean to you, or by telling them how much you love them, because I feel like that can really leave an impact on a bunch of people. And it might be the thing that they really want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just told you how much my friends mean to me.
Yeah.
And so whenever they say something like that, it always makes like my heart glow or something.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Maya. I love you.
I love you too. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all my Latinos and all my Latinas. Orale, let's celebrate.
Happy Cinco de Mayo too, yes.
It was very important for her to make sure she got that in.
She had a real twist there at the end.
Yeah, we're Mexican and Filipino, so she had to make that very
really,
known.
Wow.
When she says, my heart
glows, I was like, oh my God.
How was
the anniversary?
It was very, very sweet. The tradition that we have started is we always watch our wedding ceremony, our full wedding video, and then one of my friends did like a vlog of my wedding weekend.
Yeah.
And so we always watch that so we can see from their perspective. And we were just a mess yesterday.
Do you look back on yourself even 2 years ago? And has anything changed in your relationship in even 2 years? Because it hasn't been that long.
Mm-hmm.
But like, can you even see like growth in your relationship in just 2 years?
I think something that I have noticed and I very much appreciate is Garage Boy will do things that he has, I think, learned that I need, or he has gotten acclimated to the way that my brain works. So like, for example, when we celebrated our wedding anniversary seeing Bruno Mars, which is like our favorite artist.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm getting ready and I'm rushing and I'm trying to like get out of there by a certain time and I'm doing my makeup. Everything's like flying everywhere.
Sure.
And one thing that I very much appreciate about him is he never rushes me like when I'm in that mental space of chaos. And when I walked out into the hotel room, he had laid out all of my outfit options so
wow.
I could see them. And it's just things like that. Like, I know he knows I'm like spiraling out of control for no reason, right? No reason. It's just because I'm getting ready. My makeup's everywhere. I want to get out. Like, got to get an Uber. I'm freaking out. And so I think that is just one example that I very much appreciate him about. And that's a very simple version. But there have been a lot of times in the last 2 years of our marriage where I am crashing out about something.
Yeah.
And he does like the smallest thing that makes me feel very taken care of in that moment.
That's a good guy.
Yeah.
That's a good guy. Clap for Garage Boy. Yeah. Clap for Garage Boy. Yeah. Well done. Well played. Because my ass has been like, we got to get an Uber. Just pick an outfit. Get it. Let's
go. Right. And that would make me probably cry all my makeup off and I would have to start all over again. So I appreciate the fact that he isn't that guy.
For sure.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.